Back now with Day to Day. Today in Baltimore, the Duke Blue Devils are facing off against Johns Hopkins for the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championship. The last time those two teams played each other was 2 years ago when Hopkins beat Duke by 1 point. That, of course, was before the rape allegations, before what was later called the tragic rush to accuse, and before a judge declared three Duke lacrosse players innocent of sexual assault. NPR's Andrea Hsu was at the Duke lacrosse semifinal games over the weekend and found the past is still very much on everyone's minds.
Before Saturday's game against Cornell, I roam the stadium parking lot and come across Peter Scipione, who's playing beer pong. He's from upstate New York, but tells me he's rooting for Duke.
Because of all the stuff they've been through last year, I gotta give them credit. They've come so far, I just want them to win it all.
I think it's wonderful. I think it gives them a chance to show the world the kind of kids they are.
That's Charles Gilfillan, class of 51, and one of the most storied lacrosse players in Duke's history. He's here with half a dozen former teammates who are all upset with how the case was handled. Gilfillan says it made him sick, but he also thinks the whole ordeal has actually been good for lacrosse.
One of my good friends that coaches varsity collegiate teams said, you know, 5 years ago, the whole thing was known as party hardy. Play hard, party hard. And now the party thing has taken a back seat, and now it's more play hard.
There is still, of course, the tailgate party. The lot is packed with SUVs. I dodge kids swinging lacrosse sticks. Someone offers me some ribs. And here I find Sherry McFadden.
My son is a defenseman, number 41, Ryan McFadden.
She's wearing a button with his photo.
And we are so proud, and so excited to be here.
And yet, under that excitement, McFadden says, there is still anger.
There's a lot of pent-up emotion from everybody. To see and hear the constant lies that were put out there about our boys was very hard and very heart-wrenching for all of us to go through. And this is probably the closest group of parents of any athletic team that I've ever been associated with. And I love it. I've grown to love these parents as much as I do all the boys.
The game turns out to be just as much of a roller coaster as the last year. Duke is ahead 10-3 at the half, but Cornell makes a stunning comeback and ties the game with 17 seconds to spare. Duke then gets the ball, and I'll let ESPN take it from here.
Peter Romney, a feed. Greer shoots, he scores! Zach Greer scores for Duke with 3 seconds left!
Final score, 12-11.
The Duke Blue Devils, the top seed in the NCAA tournament, survive. Barely.
Back in the locker room, team captain Matt Danowski says the guys have come a long way since the start of the season when it was hard to focus on the game.
I don't think we were able to do it in the beginning very well, but as it got going on, as it got easier, was when the case got thrown out and the guys were proven innocent. Now it's just about lacrosse. You know, we didn't have to worry about anything else.
Ryan McFadden, whose mom I spoke with earlier, tells me the players have grown in other ways, too.
It raised the awareness of the guys on our team that, you know, everything you do has a consequence, and it really helped a lot of us mature quicker than we would have otherwise.
He says his former teammates Colin, Dave, and Reed, and the former coach Mike Pressler, who resigned last year, are always on his mind. He hopes they're watching and sharing in the team's success. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.